I think it does a lot well. I think when it comes to just natural ability from throwing the football is, I think, clearly and obvious. I think being able to understand how to get the ball out of his hands as fast as possible when it comes to the concepts we kind of just end up dialing up, but also being able to let him use his natural God-given ability at times when it's relevant. Not every play, but when it comes to especially situational ball, third down, red zone, and come alive with that.
That is new Bears offensive coordinator, former passing game coordinator. We can't really lose sight of that when we start talking about, well, now the passing game will improve. Well, he was in charge of it. Now he's just in charge of more, and he gets to actually call the plays. So maybe it means more that he's a play caller as much as it is a coordinator. And he now is in charge of making sure that Caleb Williams stops regressing and gets back to progressing. And by the way, this is so adorable.
What?
You're taking a knife and fork to eat your brats in nice little digestible pieces.
I'm a messy eater. If there is mustard, in the atmosphere, it will find a way on any of my shirts.
Oh, I will have mustard on my pants. That used to be. It was not at a baseball game until there were copious mustard stains on my pants.
Right.
So there'd be absolutely no worry. It's just you're so prim.
I don't think so. I think I'm just child-proofing myself.
I think you went to finishing school. That's what I think.
Yeah, that did not happen.
I think you were walking around with Terry's book on your head, just balanced differently to make sure
the
posture was absolutely perfect.
You know, you do want to balance stuff on your head. I think that's important.
Well, that's true from dance, right? Absolutely from dance. But what I'm saying is, please feel free to just pick up one of these things and eat it like a wolf.
Yeah, people take pictures, and that's not really my
idea. Ah, good point.
So anyway.
Good point.
We are enjoying the plethora of sausage and like homemade pickles and homemade sauerkraut and all the good things at the Bratstop, and we have a big crowd building in here too.
Look at this. Look at so many familiar faces too.
Yeah.
So many familiar faces. Marlon Brando's helper monkey is here. I saw Gary is here. Gary Seacrest.
Marlon Brando's helper monkey and Gary.
Well, no, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Gary used to own Diversey Rock and Bowl.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he sold it years ago.
I bowled there.
Now he sits on a pile of money on his private lake, and he goes fishing, and he gets to come up here and day drink.
And you decided to hang out with us?
Yeah, I don't want to give anything away. Sorry, no, he's not day drinking. He's enjoying nothing but orange juice. And he also...
I thought he was drinking mustard.
He is a long-time donor to Camp One Step. And also seeing Rich here, whose wife has been a volunteer for Camp One Step for many, many, many years. It's really very special. And also wanted to send a special shout out to Jake in Belvedere, who I'm told is a little under the weather and is a big fan and is listening. So from the Bernstein and Harris Show and from Layla Rahimi, Jake, feel better, get well soon. You're well represented out here today. So let's talk Caleb Williams. Let's first hear the latest national info from a guy who's pretty connected. Would you agree?
Yes, I think when Albert Breer speaks, we should listen. And the assessment was stark.
Yeah, there's a ton of frustration, no question. And I think a lot of this stems back to Caleb Williams not being quite as ready as they hoped he would be when the season began. That means they can't run the full offense because he doesn't have as much command at the line of scrimmage, can't make adjustments, can't use cadence as a weapon quite as much. He's holding the ball for too long. That led to frustration among the offensive linemen. He's frustrated the receivers, and the frustration has been towards the coaches. It's been back at Caleb Williams. And so they make the change this week. And one of the first things that Thomas Brown did over the course of the last few days is emphasize having full unit meetings rather than breaking into position groups. The hope is that he can bring the group together to try to find solutions.
Oh, man.
I thought that was a lot. He said that last night on the postgame show on Thursday Night Football. And I feel like it was worth the discussion.
What caught your ear?
A, cadence.
First thing I wrote down.
Because remember how when training camp started, the Bears were like, oh, cadence isn't a problem anymore. And then everybody's like, well, they say it's not a problem. But it sounds like it still very much is a problem. And their decision to go tempo would indicate that. What? What are you laughing
Nothing.
At now?
That's your voice of like, that's your basic white girl voice.
They say cadence got fixed.
I just picture you like drinking white Zinfandel. The poster that says live, laugh, love behind you.
Well, I mean, they told me everything was going to be okay. Yeah, so that's how I feel about it when it comes to whether or not cadence is still an issue for Caleb Williams. And the other part of this is if all the position groups are that divided, why wasn't that thought of previously to put everybody in a room together?
I always pictured that happening regularly, that you would only go off to your individual rooms after the marching orders were set as a unit.
And it doesn't mean that they don't have that in place already, but to have a special emphasis on it, because let's face it, NFL Network reporters get different information than everybody else. You have to understand that. And Amazon Prime, too. If you're a rights holder, you're going to have more information than the average reporter when it comes to some of these details.
I don't want to read too much into it, but maybe that is just an admission that there has been finger pointing and grumbling. And once the door closes in a positional group, the wide receiver's like, oh, what's going on with Caleb? What can we do this? And Caleb is maybe talking to people like, guys can't get open. A lot of it leads back to Waldron. And a lot of this toxicity is wide receivers. Caleb Williams has held out of the ball in large part because wide receivers have not been open.
They haven't been open to him.
Correct. By his definition of open.
Listen, I think you and I have both seen some plays, especially the ones to me where there was DeAndre Swift in motion, where he was out maybe 3-4 yards past the line of scrimmage, where that was a specific play designed for him, and he was open, and both times he didn't get read. You know, there's something there to this, but then the other piece of that is Breer specifically saying the offensive line is frustrated because he's holding on to the ball too long.
Offensive linemen say basically, we'll hold them off for 2.5 to 3 seconds.
3 seconds is the luxury. Yeah, that's the standard.
Anything past that is on you. It's sort of like in what they always say about goalies in hockey. Stop the first one. If it's not a terrible rebound, the defense should be able to take care of that second. Like that puck should be out of there. It's the goalie's job to make that first stop.
Right.
And if the defense is where they should be, there shouldn't be an opportunity for a follow-up.
Now, if that's happening, why isn't the pocket moving more? Why aren't you utilizing play action? Why aren't you rolling out if you're a young guy who can run? Gets addressed.
When you had clear, measurable success with the boot actions they've had.
Right.
Well, they've had that. This is unfortunately, I hate to do it. It's back to the Matt Nagy stuff. And I mentioned the other day that somebody showed me on Blue Sky, which, by the way, if you are getting onto Blue Sky like a lot of people are, it's just a haven of social media sanity.
You mean it's not a bunch of people with replies about why aren't you doing something, mental gymnastics?
No, it really hasn't been. And no bots and no ads, and it's been great.
You've gotten all my impressions out of the way.
No, your dad has to have a Lakers thought at some point. But I'm at Dan Bernstein. Just like, I'm pretty sure that's just it. At Dan Bernstein, you can find me there. And the conversation's been really good, actually. So I read that we had, God, how is it put about the air yards where Caleb Williams has been throwing into tight windows and relatively well, but because of the timing, he's making the windows tighter.
Yeah.
The idea would be that with some of the designs that have been there, the longer he waits, and then it shortens the decision-making time, and then you start to get confused.
You see it on the comeback routes. You especially see it on the perimeters. But that's why, again, just take it down a notch then. Put somebody over the middle. I don't know, maybe Cole Kmet.
If there's a lot of man, and where they're going to see a lot of man, there has been a lot of man. The Patriots were uncharacteristically man-heavy. We know a high school coach can tell you, pick routes. The little rubs and crosses, mesh concepts.
Best friend for a quarterback.
Man beaters and bunch formations. When you start putting them in a diamond or in stacks, that is a way to beat man coverage. I heard Matt Bowen talk about it yesterday. And when it comes to some of the zones as well, remove and replace, run out and replace. Where somebody carries a safety down a seam, and underneath you establish someone else in that layer.
Now listen, there's an aspect of this. We brought up the Packers. They're only giving up 113 yards a game on the ground. That puts them in the upper quartile of run defenses, actually. Maybe just outside it. But it's not going to be...
Ursae math?
It's not going to be this broadstop smorgasbord of run the ball. But I still think they have to do so in order to have a chance. The best test we have for the Bears coming up is simply the first drive of the game that they get offensively.
Which is always terrible.
Right. If you're getting a first down, progress will have been made.
I thought Eric Washington said it when he was talking about the Packers, is that they skip third down. They go first down, second down, first down. That's what really good offenses do generally when you have a seven-yard run on first down.
Right. Yeah, that's how you draw it up. You draw it up so you don't have to have a third and situation.
And the Bears have third and 8, third and 9, third and 13, and then somebody jumps off sides and it's third and 18.
But Albert Breer says that, and he talks about cadence, and what do we see? We see pre-snap penalties. That's the problem, is so many things relate to that one piece of information.
Bears quarterbacks coach Kerry Joseph was asked yesterday about how the risk calculation is going to be made about Caleb Williams balancing his aggressiveness and shot taking with not throwing picks.
You know, I just try to always encourage, hey, let's be aggressive. Let's be aggressive, but be smart. You know, let's be aggressive, let's be smart. And that's the message that I've started from day one, and I continue to deliver. So now, hey, let's pull the trigger, let's be smart about it, but be aggressive at the same time.
Has Caleb been doing too much at the line? Obviously, he's adept enough and smart enough to make a lot of changes to the line, but has it been too much the past few weeks?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. Caleb is very smart. We just got to help our offense, like you say, to put us in a better situation, and we just got to play better. You know, we just got to play better collectively. And we just got to stay ahead of the change. In the NFL, you don't stay ahead of the change, it's hard. You know, it's hard.
So he's making good decisions? He's making good decisions at the line?
He's making good decisions at the line. We got to help him. And, like, now just, hey, just get the ball out of his hand. You know, slow his eyes down so he sees things a little bit better. Wants post-snap. You know, but, you know, at the line of scrimmage, things that we've asked him to do, he's done a great job with it.
All right, I don't like some of that. I like the detail at the end, and I'm glad that Grody followed up in the way that he did. So the question was, basically, how can he be aggressive and smart? And the answer was, well, I tell him to be aggressive and smart. Let's be aggressive. Let's be smart. Obviously. But how? The coach's job is to take it from the words to the how. Of course you want him to be both aggressive and smart. Well, I just tell him, be aggressive and smart. Thanks.
No, that's just him. You know what that is. It's him telling you he doesn't want to give away information.
How should he be aggressive and smart? How does he learn how to be aggressive and smart?
I think he thinks he's doing it when he's at the line of scrimmage and he's audibling. I think he thinks he's doing that. And there was a point that Cynthia Freeland brought up with our show about the responsibility and what the Bears are asking of him. And I feel like given all the information we've received, it's worth bringing back.
Caleb Williams is coming along. You know, he needs a little help around him from the structure standpoint, from the types of plays that, you know, I remember if we close our eyes and remember back in the day when Dak Prescott was coming out, even though he was a fifth rounder, et cetera, like, you know, when he was forced to take over after injury, no one asked him to throw outside the numbers for a long time. No one asked him to throw deep for a long time. Well, that's not been the case for Caleb Williams. He's had to do all of those things right from the jump. That is what happens when you are 1.01, the very first pick. But you have to see the trajectory rolls out a little bit more slowly. Like, there's nothing wrong with Caleb Williams. He's awesome. You have your quarterback. It's going to get better and better and better. It just, there needs to be a little bit of help around it. And by the way, it doesn't make anything easier that the NFC North is the most competitive division in all of football this season, as opposed to some other seasons where it maybe would have been a little bit more achievable to win now.
That's interesting, to the 1.01, that his pedigree and his standing, do you think that resulted in the Bears, frankly, overrating him? As weird as that sounds?
Not necessarily overrating him, but expecting him to do everything. And that's something that I've talked about on this station, broadcasting through the Hyundai Studios. For how long? That doesn't just go back to Caleb Williams, but that was my main concern.
I don't think that's necessarily bad. If you trust your structure, which they don't have. They fired their offensive. They interviewed 9 offensive coordinators, and they ended up hiring a doofus. And that sets them back. It's okay to ask, if you trust the teachers and you get people ready to say, this season could be rocky. We might end up winning a Super Bowl because we take a little step back in the one loss record, or we a little underachieved this season, but we're going to get closer to winning a Super Bowl because we're going to give this kid everything. And once he figures it out, watch out.
But what have we said? We've argued for easing him into the offense. I've argued
not all the time.
I've argued for teaching him 101, even though he's very good. He'll be to 201 quickly. And now you're seeing this regression, which we also know is typical. You see that happen in a rookie season. But now the question becomes, how is he getting out of it? And that's why all of this information is worthy of discussion. They decided that the offensive coordinator wasn't good enough. Well, what does that mean for the next person? But here's the other thing, Dan. They trust their process, and we have no reason to.
I don't.
That's it. Yeah. What about their process and time to prepare has told you that this is sound? I am happy that they are changing it. That's what you need to do. You can't be completely egotistical and say that what we're doing is working. Changes be damned. What they're doing is at least adjusting. But I don't have enough confidence in their process and their evaluation to be able to confidently say, I think that this is going to get better in a way that benefits everybody over the next few games.
That's Layla Rahimi. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is the Bernstein and Harris Show. And because this is a Friday, it doesn't matter that we are here at the Brat Bowl or the Mitch Bowl at the Brat Stop in Kenosha, because we are still going to have Joe Ostrowski on next to give you everything you need to know to maximize your wagertainment value when we come back on The Score.